Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
David is obviously, the Lord Himself said, he's a man after His own heart. What made him that way? Well, I believe there's more than one thing, but I can see one big thing that made him that way was his understanding and his possession of honor. If you've studied the writings that speak of him, you can't miss it. It just keeps coming up again and again about how he honored God, how he honored the things of God, how he honored others, and God honored him. I want us to take a few moments today and look at some examples of what he did and didn't do and how he operated, because this honor has not changed. Through all these thousands of years, the honor and glory of God is exactly the same today as it was when David walked the earth. God doesn't change. Doesn't need to. He's perfection. And do you desire for what was in David that God would say, he's like my heart? Would you desire that to be in you and to get in you? Then say it out loud, I want it, Lord.
I want it, Lord.
What was in David?
What
it was about him
that you liked,
that you said was after your own heart.
I want that in me.
I want to be like that.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
Now,
the words we're about to read possess what you just asked for. It is in these words. I remember in my early teens reading these passages, 1st and 2nd Samuel, and 1st and 2nd Kings, and 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and reading these passages and reading about David and Samuel and the mighty men and the exploits. Something got in me. I couldn't explain it, but it set me on a quest. Even in school, I wanted to read about tribal stuff. I wanted to read. I'd check out books and my buddies would laugh at me. What do you want to read that for? And I didn't know what I was looking for, but it was the honor that appealed to me. I see it now. And the seed that got in me was right here. And it continued to grow. I mean, it touched me. Sometimes I'd be reading it and tears had come to my eyes. And I didn't know why. But I didn't realize I'm touching the heart of God. I'm getting a glimpse into what He is on the inside. And God comments about David, he's like my own heart. Read about this. Go to 1 Chronicles, please. 1 Chronicles 19. Verse 1 says, it came to pass after this, Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness unto Hanan the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. People of honor remember what others have done for them, even into the next generation. People who don't know respect forget. Unless it's going to benefit me some way, you know, that's all ancient history and water under the bridge. But he said, I want to show him kindness. So David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. And if you read the whole passage, you'll see he sent some of his elders and people in his royal staff. These are men of position. And he sent them with a message to convey from David his consideration during this man's time that he's grieving. And he wanted him to know that he esteemed his father and wanted him to know that just like he was his father's friend, he would be his friend, and that he cared about what was happening with him. And so these men came, and no doubt they were very gracious. No doubt they were representing their king as they should have been. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanan, do you think David's honoring your father? He's really sent these comforters to you? Are not his servants come to you to search and overthrow and spy out the land? And so Hanun took David's servants and shaved them and cut off their garments in the midst hard by their buttocks and sent them away. This is representative of some of our generation today. God would try to show some things of honor and respect, and people have they're so clueless and so ignorant about it, they can't accept that there's no ulterior motive. That you're really trying to bless them and honor them. I've had the Lord send me to people to do things, and I'd endeavor to do it. Let me send you to do this. Let me pay for this. Let me take care. And they look at you like, what do you want? I don't want anything. Well, I just don't know. I just don't know. What, you'll need something in return. No, not a thing. And people get huffy and they get bent out of shape. Why? Because they have no honor. They could not believe that David's really trying to show respect and honor. Why? Because they think he must be like they are. And they wouldn't have been doing this unless there was some ulterior motive. Can you see this? And that's the generation we live in today. Many are the same way. Said out loud, not us, not our children, not our grandchildren. The Lord's helping us. Look in the 17th chapter. Scripture said, where the word of the king is, there's power. There is no word of God that is void of power or incapable of fulfillment. These words that we are reading about right now, the substance of honor is in them. If you'll open up your spirit real wide, not to me, to the Word. If you'll open up your spirit real wide and drink this in and by faith pull it into yourself, what was in David that was after God's own heart will come in you. It'll come into you. And it'll just keep working in you and growing stronger the rest of your life. Said out loud, amen.
Amen.
You know what amen means?
So be it.
Be it unto me. Well, say that out loud. Be it unto me,
according to your words.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 17. Listen to this. Verse 1. It came to pass as David sat in his house that David said to Nathan the prophet, lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord remains under curtains. Nathan said to David, do all that's in your heart, for God is with you. You learn something about honor. See, a lot of people is every man for himself. Paul said he had learned that all seek their own, not the things that are Christ Jesus. But David is saying, wait up now. I'm living in this mansion. And the ark's out there in a tent still. That's not right. And he's not just talking, he's ready to put the full force of his kingdom behind, making something happen in a change. And so the man of God, he obviously respects the king too. He says, do whatever you got in your heart because the Lord's with you. But he didn't get out of the courtyard good until the Lord told him, said, no, go back and tell him he's not the one to build the house. But tell him this. Somebody say honor.
Honor.
Honor. These chapters are full of it. He said, verse 3, it came to pass the same night the word of God came to Nathan. He said, go and tell David my servant. Thus says the Lord, you shall not build me a house to dwell in. I've not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel from this day. I've gone from tent to tent and from tabernacle to another. I've walked with all Israel. Did I ever say a word to any of the judges of Israel whom I commanded to feed my people and say, why haven't you built me a house of cedars? Now therefore, thus shall you say to your servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that you should be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have walked. I have cut off all your enemies from before you. I've made you a name like the name of great men that are in the earth. And I'll ordain a place for my people Israel, and I'll plant them, and they'll dwell in their place, and they'll be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more as at the beginning. And how many know the Lord's got a place for you?
Yes.
He does. He's got places for you. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore, I tell you that the Lord will build you a house. How did this start? Come on. How did this start? How did it start? David is sitting there thinking, what can I do for the Lord? How can I honor Him? And he realizes, well, look where the ark is. That's not nice enough for the ark. Look here, I'm living in this big palace. We got to make us a place. And it pleased the Lord that this was in his heart, even though he was not the one to do it. And to jump ahead of myself a little bit, when he realized I'm not the one to do it, he said, well, that don't mean I can't get ready. And he prepared with all his might. And he conquered enemy nations all round about them. And the first thing he did when he conquered them was clean out their banks and set it aside for the building of the Lord's house. Now, we don't operate exactly like that today, but the principle's the same. Well, I could have some comments, but I think I better keep them to myself. Is it true that the wealth of the sinner and the wicked is laid up for the just? It's true. For those that will honor the Lord and have mercy on the poor, the Bible teaches. A lot of people who are claiming the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, they lack in honor for the Lord. They're claiming it, but they don't qualify. Do you want to qualify?
Yes.
Another message, another sermon. So he told him, he said, I'm going to build you a house. And it'll come to pass when your days are expired and you go to be with your fathers, I'll raise up your seed after you, which will be of your sons, and I'll establish his kingdom, and he will build me a house, and I'll establish his throne forever. Well, that's maybe even better. That the Lord would let your son do it. Thank you, Master. I'll be his father. He'll be my son. I'll not take my mercy away from him. And he goes on to talk about some other things that he'll do. And so Nathan went and told David what the Lord had told him. In verse 16, David the king came and sat before the Lord, and he said, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me hitherto to this place? And yet, this was a small thing in your eyes, O God, for you've spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and you've regarded me according to the state of a man of high degree, O Lord God. Is he talking about honoring David? Why? Where did it start? With him having such a desire to honor God. Come on, can you see this, friends?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me